Yes, Ron Charlin. I lived in Laconia for 10 years back in the 60s. Charland. But now I also live in Deerfield. That's why I came, because the impact of the towers on the views and so forth through the town of Deerfield would be similar to putting a 120, 150-foot tower line through Guilford Village. That's about the size of Deerfield, around 4,400 population. We already have a double line that crosses the village, about halfway in between the village, and which were upgraded also. Poles were increased 6 feet probably this past year. I don't know for what reason. But the impact for the views and the sight by the residents, I believe, would just be disappointing and very critical, because even the property owners that are on the power line now, I went to other meetings, and there was one where a young couple decided to put the house up for sale, which were on the power line as it is. And they were having another child, and they needed a bigger house. They put the house up for sale and never could sell it because of the word that Northern Pass was going to be putting up these major towers along the line. Instead of $150,000, the realtors told them they couldn't even get $75,000 for it. So this business of creating income to the residents of New Hampshire, excuse me, I have a bad cold.
I sympathize.
Thinking that New Hampshire are going to make money from this power project is not accurate, because the power lines would diminish the values of thousands of properties along the entire route. If you had a $150,000 house, it's now worth $75,000. Or maybe you can't sell it. If you have a $400,000 house and this power line goes up next to it, it's going to be worth $200,000 if you can sell it. So it's by far very detrimental to the views. And after all, the other factor is that we are a tourist state. The first view that our tourists are going to get is going to be in northern Concord. The power line is going to cross the road, 93, around Canterbury, I believe. And you're going to see it all the way up through the entrance to the Lakes region. Laconia, especially, has always depended on tourism, one of the most important features of the business here in the Lakes region is tourism. And having this scar of towers down the middle of our chest for the entire state is just absolutely not acceptable. And if it eventually does get built, it should be completely buried. And there is announcements now, it was in the paper this past week, that this other firm is going to build one from the Canadian border right down through Lake Champlain and then bury it to the state of Massachusetts. And they also mentioned in the article that they had 7 sources of power available to them as yet. And if Northern Pass is not built, then Hydro-Quebec will probably want to sell theirs to them as well. So I think the most important thing is for us to choose the source that is buried, not with the towers down the middle of New Hampshire.
Thank you, sir.